off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We got Captain Austin with us as well, rounding out the crew as we cover Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. Still hanging out in the Cirrus, pavilion. It's not even like a booth. It's like an area. It's like a camp. Cirrus, what do you think there, Patrick? Is that what you would call this, a campus, Cirrus campus? What's the official title for the area or the footprint that Cirrus has at Sun and Fun?
Sure, I would call where we're sitting right now the owner's lounge, Cirrus owner's lounge, but it really is an experiential zone that we put together.
A zone, Cirrus zone, that because we know Patrick, we're allowed access, kind of. We snuck in, we name drop, because me and Patrick go way back. I say this every time. We started in flight training together in ground school, and he eclipsed me by, tenfold, like 10 lifetimes. And then I'm still, still trying, but I haven't given up. And every time I see you, it's inspiration. Do you feel good about that, or are you just like, come on, Greg, get off your ass?
Come on, Greg, get off your ass.
Yes, okay. I'm used to it. But regardless, that's our connection back in time, and it's always good to see Patrick doing his thing at Cirrus. So you guys have a lot going on. Obviously, if you're a Cirrus owner, you get access to the Cirrus Owner's Lounge here at Sun and Fun, and it's air conditioned. They have Cokes and things and prime viewing for the air shows as we get ready for the nighttime air show tonight. It's quite an extra little perk if you're a Cirrus owner. But you're also showcasing all the planes, right? How many you got on display here, you figure?
So total on campus, we have five. Four here in our booth, including the Vision Jet, the G3 Vision Jet, which is an all-new cabin configuration for this year. And then we've got one over at our partners at Kinzer Chassis, an SR22 Turbo.
Right. Now, when we were at Air Venture, the big buzz was the G8, right? G8? G7 Plus with the button. The landing button, which everybody was freaking out about, thinking this is the coolest thing since sliced bread. So all the presentations, we covered it pretty extensively on the show, and it's amazing technology. You had a demo flight today here at Sun and Fun, talking about the features of that. But this jet, the Cirrus jet, so the version 3, what makes it different than the 2?
So primarily, it is a complete cabin configuration that now allows seating for 6 adults. And then there's CPDLC, which is the ability for the pilot to connect with ATC and accept all of routing instructions or clearances with the push of a button. So that's really neat, along with a lot of creature comforts, accessories that we added to the cabin. It really just enhances that whole passenger and pilot experience.
Yeah, so it's on display here. So we got to go check that out. And they won't let us sit in it, but we can look in it, right?
You can sit.
If we drop your band or drop your name?
You can sit in it.
Okay, well, see. Did you already see it, Dennis?
I saw it right after it was introduced in March. I went up to Orlando to an event that they had up there, so I got a chance to see it up close and personal back in March. And so I'll definitely sit in it again. You can sit in the back. You're used to that seat.
Hey, that's fine. It's like flying in a limousine. Even the 22s, any Cirrus thing. They feel pretty comfy. They're very... you're flying in style when you're in one of these things. And you're doing some flight training now too, right?
Yeah, I'm getting back into it after my injury and just trying to get proficient again and start flying in the flying club and keep going from there.
Yeah, what do they get you training in?
Oh, right now, just in an SR22. It's a G6, so a little bit of an older model, but it flies fantastically.
Yeah, and you won't need that button anyway, right?
Well... you never know when you're going to need the button.
Well, you won't have it in your G6, but I'm just saying, with your training, you won't need it. But it's good to have it if you want to get one of the new ones, right?
100%.
That is the Cirrus Jet. Does it have that kind of technology too? Or because it had it in the jets first, and then it went to the the piston planes, right?
That's absolutely correct. So the Vision Jet was the first jet to have a safe return emergency auto land.
Yeah. And so what's the reaction been? Are you getting a lot of feedback from people like, okay, put me down one? Well, you guys are what, backed up like 200? I mean, it's crazy the way they sell these things. Is there a long list for folks on the Vision Jet right now, or have you worked it down a little bit?
What I can say, it's a healthy backlog, but we've had extensive interest since we launched it back in March, and that interest has not waned at all.
Yeah, and what's next for the piston planes? Can you say, or if you did, you have to kill us?
I wouldn't be able to tell you if I did.
Right, that's what I thought. What do you think, Dennis? They just have taken over the industry in this segment. Well, I don't know. It's pretty much the segment of aviation. I mean, everywhere you look, you're seeing Cirrus flying all over the place.
Yeah, although they are the largest manufacturer right now. I think you're putting out more airplanes than any other GA manufacturer. You what, 12,000 Cirruses are currently flying, which
almost
is
13.
Almost 13,000. Yeah, and that's crazy because my son was born when the SR-22, the SR-20, the first one was delivered in 1999. And you've got 13,000 of them flying now in that time. That's just crazy how much the Cirrus has grown and how popular the aircraft has become. And it's done it because you focused on the pilots. I mean, when I sit in the cockpit of one, everything just feels like it's purpose-built for the pilot. The first thing that came to me was when I put my hands on the flap lever and it was right in front of the throttle lever. It's like I didn't only had to flip a finger. I didn't have to go reach around the cockpit and figure out where it was. Everything was where it should be. And that's really, that philosophy has only gotten better as you've moved into the perspective touch. All the touch
switches are in the correct order for startup and shutdown.
It's the little things that make the difference. Yeah. And I actually, you know, we're based in Orlando, Florida. Just Plane Radio, and now you guys have that new facility in Kissimmee, right?
We do. The Kissimmee facility is primarily a service center. We also have some instruction that goes on down there. But back to what Dennis was saying, it's all purposeful when you think about the design of the cockpit. So if you start training in the SR and you move to the jet, everything is in the right place. Your hand is going to go exactly where it needs to go. Builds that muscle memory from the yoke on the left side to where the throttle quadrant is, your flaps, autopilot. It's all in the exact same place between the two lines.
Yeah. And you know, the cool thing too about Cirrus too is they will customize it to your specific needs. If you want to buy a new one, Patrick was nice enough to give us a little tour of it was Knoxville, right, at the airport where you guys do deliveries of new Cirrus aircraft. He was showing me the lineup. Okay, here's the planes that are being delivered. They all look different. They all have different custom paint schemes. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I mean, and you're the guy who gets to pretty much like set up the, you know, delivery for the owners, right? The whole, they roll out a red carpet and treat them right as they should and make them feel welcome in their new Cirrus. That's your thing. That's what you do.
It's something part of our department's mandate is not only the aircraft design in terms of livery and interior, but also that customer experience when they actually take delivery.
Yeah, and I can vouch for it because I have an uncle who bought one just over a year ago. And he was telling me how they rolled out the red carpet. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to say any of this stuff because that's kind of privileged information. You guys are kind of exclusive in that sense, right?
Well, I think so. I mean, our whole mantra is really around personalization and making sure that you have a very personalized experience when you come and take delivery of that aircraft.
Well, and like I said, maybe it's not totally privileged, but it is definitely an exclusive feeling because he just said he was tickled pink when he got his plane. He goes, I almost went and just buy another one so I could go through the whole experience again. So you guys do an excellent job, and I think that's not only good for Cirrus owners, but it's good for the industry overall. You're just setting the bar pretty high, you think?
Yeah, it's great. And we'd love to see our competitors doing really well as well. You know, the tide rises all boats. We want to see everybody be successful.
And how do you feel about that right now? I think Sun and Fun looks like it's breaking a record. That's a good sign. And, you know, with all the uncertainty in the world, it's good to see a lot of business getting done, right?
Yeah, that and minting new pilots and bringing new people into aviation. That's really one of our big missions, is to introduce more people to private aviation.
The more the merrier. On that note, we're going to wrap up this edition. More next week. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.